And now, the ceiling fan, on the road!
You know, guys, I've really been enjoying this summer. It's gonna be tough going to college when we get back.
Wait, go where?
To college.
You won't be interning after we get back?
I guess not. I'll have met all the requirements for the class.
Are you serious? I didn't know about this.
It was on the paperwork I gave you. Did you read it?
I mostly just scanned over it. Mostly.
Oh.
Huh, well, this is a really sad moment. I'm almost gonna cry.
Oh, that's really sweet, Ethan. I've really enjoyed your friendship.
Oh, well, maybe I could train the dog to make coffee.
Oh, right. That might work.
Problem solved. All right. Where to, Phil?
Welcome to Auto 65.
What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Auto 65.
I'm just finishing up.
Would you like something hot?
Hi there.
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a ceiling fan breaking news update. Police raided the basement bedroom of local boy Eric Robinson after receiving an anonymous tip that he was heading up an underground ice cream cartel. For more, we turn to chief correspondent Tom Artichoke in the field. Tom?
Thanks, John. I'm standing here with local deputy Larry Eberle, who headed up today's raid. Larry, what can you tell us about today's events?
Tom, on the surface, this appeared to be a pretty cut and dry case. A kid hoarding illegal ice cream, cutting it, mixing it down, and refreezing it, and selling it as the real thing at lowered prices on the streets. But when we got in there, even my boys were shocked at how deep this rabbit trail went.
What made this case so different?
Well, we found a book full of plans.
I'm sorry, I'm confused. Plans for what?
The boys had a system to obtain the ice cream like nothing I've ever seen. But that's all I can say for now.
Hello, everyone. I'm sure you all remember that disturbing news report from 2 years ago. But now, for the first time, only here on the Ceiling Fan News Network, Eric Robinson speaks out about the truth behind the biggest ice cream bust in Odyssey history. Now from his cell at Odyssey Juvenile Correction Facility, Eric Robinson.
I can't take all the credit for the plan, though I was forced to take the fall for it. It was really a group effort. It all started when a bunch of us kids were hanging out and talking about how great Wits End was. One of us mentioned, I don't remember who it was now, that they loved how good the ice cream was and how Mr. Whitaker would sometimes give us free ice cream, but only when we came in with a problem. That's when the light came on. We were all thinking it. After that, it was easy. We just came up with a list of problems and a rotation of about 10 kids, 2 a day, 6 times a week, and the rest is history. Until some little snitch talked and now I'm stuck in the joint.
What an incredible story of youth and rebellion. In other news, the popular production company Big Idea has bought the rights to Eric's story and plan to make an animated vegetable biopic due to release late 2011. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger and this has been the Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update.
Oh man, I can't wait to get there. I'm gonna jump right into the ocean.
Actually, it's not technically the ocean. It's actually the Gulf.
No, I'm gonna go swimming, silly. You can't golf in the ocean.
I guess that's true. Either way, here we are.
We are? Yes! All right, here come ocean, here we go, whee!
Something doesn't look right.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of thinking the same thing.
The ocean's turned to tar! It's global warming! Get me out of here!
Well, that could have gone better.
Ah, man, this is disgusting. Everything is ruined.
Ethan, we can get you a change of clothes.
Oh, no, Phil, it's not that. Although, James, you might want to go get me some extra clothes from the car.
Sure thing, Ethan.
Ah, Phil, I thought all my dreams were gonna come true on this trip.
But we didn't even plan to see Katie Lee.
Well, maybe not all my dreams. But I wanted to see the ocean, but as we can see, President Bush messed that all up.
I don't really think that was his fault.
And I really thought we were gonna find Odyssey. But nobody even seems to know what it is, much less where it is. It's hopeless, Phil.
Well, you know, Ethan, the trip isn't over yet. We still have a few weeks before the end of the summer.
Yeah, but I just don't know where to look, Phil.
Well, we can still check out the scoop.
Here are your clothes, Ethan.
Oh, good. No, James, not that shirt. I hate that shirt. Go get a different one.
Yes, sir, Ethan.
Well, Phil, I guess we could do that. Not that it would help at all.
But it's at least worth a try.
But we're gonna need the laptop.
Here you go.
Oh, perfect. Now, could you go get the laptop?
All right.
Wow, Ethan, I'm proud of you for being so humble about this.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the best at that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just don't think it's gonna work. I've never liked the Odyssey Scoop, and we really don't have much time. Well, maybe Odyssey just isn't even a real place.
Well, I'm not sure it's gonna work either.
Yeah, well, thanks for the encouragement, Phil.
No, I mean because there's no Wi-Fi out here.
Oh, that's right.
Guys.
We better head back to the car.
Laptop and some Twinkies, just in case.
Oh, good. Thanks, Justin. Now, could you carry the stuff? We're gonna head back to the car anyway.
Okay, look, on the website there is a comprehensive list of states we know Odyssey is not in because of show references.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, it's really useful.
Wait a minute.
What is it, Ethan?
I know where it is.
What?
I know it. I know where it is.
Really? Where?
I can't believe I didn't even think of it before. I remember passing through a town when I was a kid, and it was it. It was Odyssey, and this Odyssey scoop confirms it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, let's go.
Yeah, tell us so we can go there.
No, I can't tell you guys. I have to drive.
What? No way.
Phil, Jerry,
James.
I know I've led you both wrong in the past, but please, this one time, you've got to trust me. I know where Odyssey is. Phil, please.
Ugh. All right, let's finish this thing.
Here's the keys, Ethan.
Ooh.
All right, let's go! Forgot to say goodbye. Guess I got a little excited there. Anyway, hey guys. Well, until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. The Ceiling Fan is a presentation of Tadpole Media Group. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by K-Map Studios. Voice talent includes Mark Jones, Kevin McCreary, and Lauren Crisp. For more information about The Ceiling Fan, be sure to check out ceilingfanpodcast.com. Oh, and a big, huge thanks to the official witsendblog.org for linking to our site. If you haven't seen it yet, go ahead and check it out. Go to witsendblog.org. That's the official Adventures in Odyssey blog, so it's a pretty big deal. Anyway, that's all for now. I better hit the road. I think Phil and James are done in the bathroom, and I'm done filling up the tank, so we've got a pretty long trip ahead of us. Anyway, be sure to join in next time as we go on our road trip to find Odyssey. Goodbye!